Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Mark McCulley of the American Angus Association, talking Cattlemen's Congress up next.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
We're getting up to road speed at the second annual Cattlemen's Congress at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds. One of the folks that we caught up with this week, Mark McCulley, Chief Executive Officer of the American Angus Association. Mark, let's talk a little bit about maybe first of all Cattlemen's Congress. After first year, your breeders said, we want to come back to Oklahoma City, and you're coming back in force.
Yeah, you bet. You know, the team here at Oklahoma City, kind of in a last minute last year, you know, pulled together an outstanding event. You're right, the exhibitors, they had a great event. They were thrilled that we were able to partake in a show and the sales. Things were wildly successful last year, and everyone enjoyed the hospitality of Oklahoma last year, and we're anxious to get them back, and they sure did. We've had great numbers that came back. We've already started some sales, and things are off to a great start.
You've been able to actually expand a little bit. You had obviously the Pen of Three show last year, but we've been doing the carload this year as well. You've got your individual, your ROV Super Bull show. You've got the female show. So you've got all the elements in place for really an outstanding gathering of Angus breeders.
Yeah, we really do. Try to provide some different marketing venues, whether it's in the Pen and Carload show, whether it's on the open show. We've got exhibitors from around the country that have brought bulls in. Brought females in. Again, the national bull sales really grown in popularity. It's gotten super competitive for breeders, really bringing very, very top-end genetics. Different programs, different breeding philosophies. The cattle are not all bred the same, but that's what a national sale should be when the Angus breed has as much diversity as it has, to put that on showcase here in our national sale.
By the way, that national sale happening on Friday. Mark, what about 2021? How was it for the Angus breed?
You know, it honestly was really good. I mean, across the board, all our entities, you know, we saw registrations were up, which that's a metric we use. It's not a perfect metric to speak to, you know, demand for the breed, but it was, registrations were up. We saw sale prices were up. You know, certified Angus beef sales were recovered substantially from, we lost about 100 million pounds last year in food service because of COVID and got a big, big chunk of that back last year. And so I had the second best year in the history of the brand, you know, so that with that driver of demand for high quality Angus beef, it's been super supportive to the seed stock business. And we know commercial guys are looking for those good registered Angus genetics to put in their herd.
Probably goes without saying that, you know, it's CAB is so important to the well-being of the breed and your breeders.
You know, it is. It's kind of that. I always kind of think about it as that kind of that 1-2 punch, the demand. You got to have the demand driver. I think too many times in agriculture, we don't think about the marketing and creating the pull-through demand. It's kind of we produce a product and hope somebody buys it, right? And the whole business model of certified Angus beef has always been about creating pull-through demand, real value and real demand a bigger chunk of that consumer spend and create that pull-through demand. And then following that back up, we've got that Angus cow that's out there and can be dumped into an awful lot of different environments, work for an awful lot of different programs. And so I always say it's that kind of that 1-2 punch. We've got that demand driver out there for our end product, and we've got that Angus cow that can go get it done back on the ranch.
For the association, you're obviously trying to meet all the needs of your breeders, help them be successful at the end of the day, right?
We are. We've got a very diverse, we've got over 22,000 members in the American Angus Association, and there's a ton of diversity in that 22,000. We have folks with different size operations, obviously, from one cow to, you know, thousands. We've got folks that run in small operations, big operations, different parts of the country. And so as an association, we, you know, I always say we need to be relevant to all of them, and we know not all of them those members come and are a part of the organization for the same reason. So we have to have diversity in our programming, diversity in the toolbox that we offer. I always talk about the tools in the toolbox. That's to me, that's our job. It's not to tell breeders which tools to use or how to use them, but it's to build the best tools out there for cattlemen to improve their operations and take them in the direction that they want to go.
CEO of the American Angus Association, Mark McCulley. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Are you interested in adding value to your cull cows? Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is on a mission to reward a premium to cattlemen and cattlewomen who sell cull cows into the program. The ground beef product will be branded and sold in Oklahoma retail stores around the state. Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is an entity of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Learn more about this value-added opportunity at OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com. OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.